It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. Count Dracula was Irish, or at least that's the case made by various historians and folklorists. Now, certainly, to be sure, the 1897 novel Dracula places the character's origins firmly in Transylvania and famously draws on the legacy of historical 15th century Wallachian ruler Vlad the Impaler. But on the other hand, Dracula's author, Bram Stoker, was himself an Irishman. As pointed out by Celtic historian Bob Curran in Was Dracula an Irishman?, published in the journal History Ireland in 2000, Stoker never visited Eastern Europe, but he certainly would have been exposed to various Irish legends of evil, blood-drinking kings and chieftains, including tales of Irish vampire king Ourtuk. As is often the case with such tales, the details of Ourtuk's evil varies from telling to telling. It may be more accurate to think of him as a tribal chieftain rather than a king. He would have reigned in the 5th or 6th century CE in the district of Glenullen in Northern Ireland. He is often described as a dwarf or as possessing a physical deformity that sets him apart from other men. He was also a powerful and evil wizard, so when life finally managed to kill him, undeath was the natural next step. Some accounts say that Ourtuk fell to his death while jealously creeping about the ledges of his castle's towers, trying to spy on his own wife. In other accounts, his people were so terrified of the chieftain's evil that they convinced or hired a rival chieftain, Cathan, to assassinate him. Either way, once dead, his people buried Ourtuk upright in his grave, as was befitting a man of his rank. But you know what happened next. Ourtuk returned from the grave, and with a thirst for blood, he demanded his people bleed for him, filling a great drinking bowl. Horrified by his return, Ourtuk's people had him murdered or re-murdered, depending on the telling, by a hero, rival, or assassin. They buried him, and once more he returned for blood. This cycle repeated itself. And finally, the would-be slayer consulted with a local druid or priest and learned the secret of what must be done to keep Ourtuk dead. First, skewer the undead creature's heart with a yew-wood sword. Then bury them upside down in the grave, head toward hell, and cap the grave with thorns, ash twigs, and a great stone. And so it was done. But if the stone were ever removed, we are told, this blood-drinking dwarf more than a millennium dead would once more rise to quench his evil thirst. As Curran explains in his article, there are other tales of Irish vampires, and several standout tales involve blood-drinking nobles. Uniquely Irish spins on the global vampire myth often entail the mixture of blood and oats, a reference to famine-era recipes, as well as traditional Celtic venerations of the dead. These various tales would have likely been known to Bram Stoker, infusing his iconic vampire lord with Irish traditions of the undead. Even the name Dracula calls to mind the Irish word Dracola, which means bad or tainted blood. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact or The Artifact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.